It's the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and the Spur. Heading into this morning's guest interview segment and catching up with South Lincoln Hospital District, Dr. Eric Swenson is joining me today. And Dr. Swenson providing family medicine for South Lincoln Hospital District. Dr. Swenson, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Duke.
Hey, absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time to chat with us today and get to know you. First, Dr. Swenson, tell us about your background. Understand that you're an Idaho boy, correct?
That's right. I grew up in South Central Idaho in what is called the Magic Valley, a pretty large farming community where basically anything grows. That's why they call it the Magic Valley. A lot of potatoes and sugar beets, though. My dad had a little grocery store, so I grew up not as a farmer, but as a box boy and carrying groceries out.
Wow, excellent. So what led you to a career in medicine then?
I was always very intrigued whenever I had my visits every year with my doctor and started thinking about that path as I went into high school. I think that I probably watched too much ER in the 1990s and George Clooney, and thought that's what I wanted to do. And my path in undergrad led me in that direction, and here I've landed here in Evanston after 10 years working some clinic in ER and now going to join South Lincoln.
And I'm sure that your career up to this point has been everything you thought it would based on the TV series, correct?
100%. Well, yeah. I think, you know, it's more Hollywoodized.
Yeah.
George Clooney is much better looking than I am.
This morning on the Weekday Wake Up, I'm speaking with Dr. Eric Swenson. He's with South Lincoln Hospital District providing family medicine. So why family medicine, Dr. Swenson?
Family medicine is a field that used to be known as general practice, and I think that still applies. We take care of children, adults. We take care of people as they get into their elderly decades, and it's something where we're going to be able to treat children with their normal colds, run-of-the-mill health problems, but also helping to make sure that they're growing up with a healthy lifestyle, but then also helping adults stay healthy and be proactive in exercise. But as we all know, as we get further into life, we might develop high blood pressure. We may have diabetes or other things like high cholesterol that runs down our family tree. And obviously we can't choose our genes, unfortunately, that gets passed down. So a lot of us have those risk factors. And so that general practice is the field of medicine. Family medicine is the field of medicine where we can still help people make proactive, healthy lifestyle choices and try to their best to stay healthy throughout their lifetime.
Dr. Swenson, you mentioned that you're currently at Evanston, but it sounds like you're beginning a transition into a full-time practice with South Lincoln Hospital District, both at the Kemmer and Evanston clinics. Is that correct? Tell us about that.
Yes, thank you for asking about that. South Lincoln Hospital District has an Arrowhead Clinic in Evanston, and I will be working 2 full-time days there and 2 full-time days in the Kemmer Medical Clinic as well, starting in July of 2023.
Okay, and so are you taking accepting new patients now? Is that in the process?
That is correct. I am already part-time in Kemmer, and I will have a few days here and there in Evanston before I start full-time, so that clinic can also be contacted if there are people in Evanston that would like to see me.
Dr. Eric Swenson with South Lincoln Medical or South Lincoln Hospital District on the Weekday Wake Up today. Dr. Swenson, as you begin this transition full-time with the South Lincoln facility, tell us more about your background in medicine. Where have you been practicing and leading up to this point?
I spent a lot of my time practicing in rural emergency healthcare. I helped manage the emergency group in Evanston, Wyoming for 5 years. And lately I have been doing ER shifts in Utah, just helping out in some rural ERs, actually in Nephi and Kanab. But I'm happy to have been referred to this position by one of the medical providers at Arrowhead there in Evanston. I'll be closer to home, won't have as long of a round trip down to these emergency departments. And so I really am confident that I not only bring family clinical medicine into my practice, as I did do clinic in Evanston for a number of years, but also the higher acuity medical decision making, as we would call it, when people come in that could be even quite ill into a clinic.
And there's got to be something to be said about having a background in working at rural facilities. I mean, right? As medicine's medicine, and I'm sure the healthcare is, as you would hope, the same in a city as it would be in a small town. But to have that kind of small town background has to be big to transition into a facility like Kemmer.
I would agree. It's a good community that we live in this part of the state, including all the surrounding communities. I have met just great people both in Kemmer already and in Evanston, where I've been living for 10 years. And I really like to establish those bonds between myself and my patients, where sometimes in the rural setting, we don't have all of the bells and whistles that perhaps larger hospitals have. I have worked in those hospitals in my training, where I did my training in Indiana, level 2 trauma centers that have 300 bed hospitals. And so I know what they have available, but I know what we have available in the rural setting, and I'm confident that I can help patients with what we have available to really get into a good mindset of improving their health and staying on that track to a healthy lifestyle.
That's Dr. Eric Swenson, practicing family medicine at South Lincoln Hospital District. Doctor, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you down the road.
Thank you so much, Duke, and I appreciate you having me on the radio show today.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.